May the words I speak be those you want spoken. May the words we hear be those you want heard. May we live to your glory. Amen.
Amen.
The water of life, the light of life, the resurrection and the life. What does it all mean? What theme has John been trying to show us this entire Lenten season? Let's see if we can find some meaning here. According to John's Gospel, there are two sisters, Mary and Martha, who had a brother named Lazarus. They all were Jesus' friends. Jesus received word from Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus, that their brother was ill. When Jesus heard about it, he said, "Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. This has happened so that God will receive glory from this." Remember last week's gospel? We heard almost the same thing about the blind man. He wasn't blind because of sin, but so that God's glory would be revealed. Although Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus, he stayed where he was for two more days. Finally, he told his disciples that we are going to Bethany, to the home of his friends. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going to awaken him. The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he's fallen asleep, then he's all right." Jesus was talking about death, and they thought he was taking a nap. So Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus, but this delay must have been painful for them. Painful for the sisters, not to mention Lazarus. But it took them 4 days to get to Bethany. The fourth day, the 4 day delay is of great significance to the Jewish people. You see, they believed that a person's spirit kind of hung around for about 3 days. So 4 days, he was definitely dead. Medical science wasn't as great as it was, and you really didn't want to, you know, close the tomb just in case they were not dead. So after 4 days, the body begins to rot so that no one could possibly say that Lazarus was not dead. Along looking back in the Gospels this Lenten season, they all showed the glory of God, the power of God. But the Jews, or the Jewish leadership, tried repeatedly to discount or dismiss these miracles as tricks, or this is not the blind man, but somebody that looks like him. Martha said, "Lord, there's a stench because he's been dead for 4 days." There would be no denying what Jesus was about to do. So when Jesus finally arrived at Bethany, Martha ran to meet Jesus, and Martha said, "Lord, if you've been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha said, "I know. Jesus will come again at the resurrection on the last day." Mary was heartbroken. Martha was heartbroken. These women were grieving, but they greet him not with a rebuke, but with a simple statement of faith. "Lord, if you had been nearby, this never would have happened." Then Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die." So Martha went back to get her sister Mary, and they took Jesus to show him to the place where Lazarus had been buried. When Jesus sees the grief and suffering of his friends and the people of Bethany, he begins to weep also. Sometimes I think that this moment, Jesus shows just how human he really was, his compassion and his empathy for his fellow man. We cry at times of loss, and I'm glad that our Savior weeps too. He loves us so much that He hurts when we hurt, and she feels our pain. When He arrived at the tomb, Jesus told them to roll away the stone that covered the entrance. He prayed to His Father and then called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" And even though he'd been dead for 4 days, Lazarus walked out of the tomb. He was not dead. He was not even sick. Jesus, in His actions, again shows us undeniable examples of how God's love, the power of God, and the glory of God can touch an individual's life in real ways. Unbind him and let him go. John's writing shows us that there is hope and love, even in an impossible situation, that can be overcome with faith. Jesus, the source of water, of life, overcame the unquenchable thirst and the desires to be free from a life of sin in the story of the Samaritan woman. Jesus, the light of light, overcame darkness in the story of the blind man. Jesus, the resurrection and the life, overcame the death in the story of Lazarus. Now here's the good news, because there is always good news. The love of God, the power of God to touch an individual's life is real today as it was in ancient times. Jesus, the source of the water of life, can quench our thirsts to be free of sin, guilt, regrets. It will give us a never-ending source of sustenance. Jesus, the light of life, can bring us out of darkness, depression, and loneliness. Jesus, the resurrection and the life, can let us live again, even when we thought we never would. A new beginning. What theme has John been trying to tell us this entire Lenten season? It's simple. The love of God, the power of God, and the glory of God. I was reading the Forward Movement book this morning, and at the very end of it, it said, "What practices or habits can we develop this Lent that might free us to rest in God's love? From what is God calling us to be unbound? Please, let God unbind you." Amen.